Well, NASA is having a big week. The space agency has revealed new discoveries from the Parker Solar Probe, which was launched last year on a mission to touch the sun. For eons, our star has been something of a mystery, even though it plays such a big role in our lives. But now it looks like we're starting to get some answers. NPR science correspondent Nell Greenfield-Boyce is here. And Nell, this is a pretty gutsy move, sending a probe that close to the sun. What are we learning?
Well, it is gutsy, but if you want to send a probe to a star, this is pretty much our only chance right now. It's the closest star we've got. One of the things they want to understand is this mystery of why the sun's atmosphere is actually hotter than its surface. And that has been a mystery for decades, like 80 years, and it's so strange. It's almost as if you were around a campfire, and the further away you walked from the campfire, the hotter it got around you. Hmm. And so that's bedeviled scientists, and so they've been looking for a way that, you know, energy, that heat might get dumped into the atmosphere. And through this probe, they're starting to see some hints. They're starting to see, you know, weird flipping magnetic fields and surges in the solar wind. That's the stream of charged particles that's constantly coming out of the sun. And so, you know, they're getting a lot of answers into some processes that have been mysterious up until now.
Okay, let's talk about the solar wind. Why does NASA care about that? What is it?
Well, you know, it's these particles coming from the sun, and, you know, they can be potentially damaging and dangerous. I mean, they can disrupt satellites, which, you know, as you know, a lot of our modern life depends on satellites these days for communications and GPS and that sort of thing. And they could also endanger astronauts. I mean, it's this idea of solar storms, solar weather, and trying to be better at predicting solar weather. So one of the findings from this probe is that the solar wind actually rotates around the sun a lot faster than anybody had realized it would. And having that kind of information will let them make better predictions about how the sun's activity could potentially affect Earth.
The probe is also taking a look at something called space dust. What are we learning about that?
Yeah, space dust. Well, the solar system is a dusty place, and it's not like the dust in your house. This is dust from asteroids and comets and things like that. And since 1929, people had thought that maybe the area around the sun would be relatively dust-free because maybe, you know, the sun would vaporize dust or the actual sunlight could actually push little flecks of dust away. And now the probe is starting to see that. It's seeing the dust thin out as you get closer and closer to the sun.
Help me understand this, because the conditions that close to the sun, they're insane. You know, it's more than 1,000,000 degrees in the sun's corona. The solar winds that we've been talking about are going like 1,000,000 miles per hour, literally. There's very intense radiation, and yet this spacecraft was able to get right up close and personal.
Yeah, well, you know, they've been talking about doing a mission like this for 60 years. And so the technology had to advance to a point where they can do it. And just the heat shield, for example, is really amazing. It sort of looks and feels like a kind of foam. Do you know the sort of florist foam that, like, you know, you put in a pot and stick flowers in? It looks like that, only it's made totally out of carbon. So it's this sort of really weird new high-tech stuff that's letting them get closer than any spacecraft has before.
I don't think that florist foam would last near the sun for very long. Just saying. This is made out of carbon. By the way, this is also the fastest object ever built by humankind. NASA says it went faster than 153,000 miles per hour on the way to the sun, and it's only getting faster.
Yeah, its top speed is going to be something like 430,000 miles per hour. That's like from Philadelphia to Washington, D.C. in like a second.
All right. So what's next? Because it's going to get closer, as we said.
Yeah, it gets closer and closer over time. The closest approach doesn't come until 2025, and then it will be within 4 million miles of the sun, which sounds kind of far away, but consider that the closest planet, Mercury, is about 36 million miles away. So, you know, it's going to be pretty close.
Cute music, guys. Good job. That's NPR's science correspondent, Nell Greenfield-Boyce. Thanks so much.
Thank you.